Okay, so I want to go through the sugya of Mitzdar Potter Min HaSukkah. The background for the sugya is from, let's start with the Sukkim. Basukkos teshvu shivas yomim kol ha'ezrach v'Yisrael yeshvu basukkos. Why is the word ezrach in bold? So we'll get to that in a second. L'man yedu dorasechem ki basukkos ha'shavti es b'nei Yisrael ba'otzi yosam me'eret Mitzrayim ani Hashem Elokechem. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chaf Ches, Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbanon, Kol Shivas Hayomim, Adam Osa Sukkaso Keva Ubeiso Arai. Ketzad, Hayulo Kelim Naim Ma'alan L'Sukkah. Matzaot Naot Ma'alan L'Sukkah. Ochev Shote Umtayel Ba'Sukkah. The famous idea, Minohani Mili De Tanu Rabbanon Teishvu Ke'ein Toduro. The classic idea regarding the way we treat the sukkah, the way we live in the sukkah, teshvu ke'ein taduru. So before we fill in what that means, let's see, what do you guys think? Well, teshvu, what's pshat in teshvu ke'ein taduru? What does it mean, and where is it learned from?
You should dwell in your sukkah like you live in your house.
You should live in the sukkah the same way you live in your house. And so where exactly? Let's break it down, because let's see the different opinions as to how it's learned. So what do we learn it from? Where's the limud from?
The
pasuk says teshu.
Yeah.
Which means?
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
The Gemara says it means
to do. So Pshat, you're saying the Gemara is saying here, the Bryce is saying that the pasuk says, Basukos teshu shivas yomim. What is Pshat in teshu? Teshu means todur. Okay, so. Yafa, nice and sweet, but the Ritva rejects that understanding. My dashin and bechol duchta teishvu ke'ein dadura lav mi lishan the lishna the teishvu nafkalan. I think most people understand it the way you guys said it, but interestingly enough, the Ritva says that is not pshat. The adravam, the lo ksiv taduru v'ksiv teishvu mashma ipcha, which is more of a living. I did that duru, some lashon of diras, and then you live in it. Teshvu sounds like more temporary. You sit there, put a check next to sit, like you know, you put a check next to eating matzah. You fulfilled. You ate matzah. You do a ma'isa mitzvah of you do a sitting, and you when you sit in the sukkah to eat, so then you put a check next to it. Teshvu. The idea. Oh, so the idea of living in it completely comes from Elo. Where does it come from? Unclear. Elo. The Ritva says, "She'anu lemeidin kein mekavonas ha-mitzvah she'amra b'torah b'sukos teishvu shivas yamim." Chiddush of the Ritva. The Dafka comes. Don't look. Don't get distracted by it. Don't focus just on the word teishvu. But it's b'sukos teishvu shivas yamim. So if you're there, if sitting there for 7 days, I mean, it's that emphasis from the 7 days that you're. All of you sitting and everything else that you're doing there during the 7 days is in the sukkah. That's pshat number one in the Ritva. And the Ritva, though, gives a second explanation. Inami, which comes back to the word ezrach, which is in bold. Inami. We'll see an interesting point here. Midichsiv ha-ezrach b'Yisrael. The pasuk says, Basukos teshvu shivas yam kol ha-ezrach b'Yisrael. What is this teaching, ezrach? It's not a common lashon in the Torah. Right? When you have the we don't, it's not found so much. Lo matzui kol kach that kol ezrach b'Yisrael, every citizen. Usually in the Torah tells us either just plain do it or Yisrael. It's where we're addressed as Yisrael. Kol ezrach b'Yisrael. So inami medechsiv ha ezrach b'Yisrael demiyater lahochi k'debainam lememer lekamon. The Torah is adding something that we will explain later on. Where is that later on? Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis in the Ritva.
We do the Gemara again.
It's still Teishvu Kein Tadura. But yesh lanu. There definitely is a concept of Teishvu Kein Tadura. The question is, where is it learned from? Pshat number one, it's learned from Shivas Yamin, or you could say Pshat number one that the Ritva rejects is Teishvu. So full sitting. He doesn't like that because sitting is not so full. So Ella, it's Shiva Teishvu Shivas Yamin, or Ezrach, and where does the Ezrach limud come from? V'yesh lishol, lama nechtav Ezrach klal. Shemati b'shem Rabbeinu Hagadol HaRamban, Shabalomar, Shelo Itchayev Vesuka, Elamishu, Ezrach Ra'anan. In quotation marks, Ezrach Ra'anan. Why in quotation marks? The Ramban, let's go see the Ramban inside, before we see the Pasuk in Tehillim, where it's taken from. V'yitachen, the Ramban that the Ritva says, Shamati B'Shem, Rabbeinu Gedolei Ramban, is on this Pasuk, after talking about some other things, the Ramban says, V'yitachen shiyomar, kol asher ke'ezrach ra'anan beveito, lehotzi mefarshe yomim v'holche al derech. The Ramban, this is a big chiddush. We'll see in a second, you know, how big it is. The Ramban is darshaning here. He says the pasuk says in the what? But the Ramban is darshaning the pasuk in Tehillim, nachon, that the pasuk here in as far as sukkah says, basukas teishvu shivas yamim kol ha'ezrach v'yisrael. The Ramban says. It's a suggestion, even then, right? It's not. That when we hear the word Ezrach, we're taken to the word Ezrach in Tehillim. You see the pasuk in Tehillim, Paraglamet Zayin. Ra'iti rasha aritz umit'are ke'ezrach ra'anan. Over there, it's not such a sweet context. It's talking about a rasha that sometimes. David HaMelech is saying, sometimes I have seen a rasha aritz, okay, an evil ruler, a dictator. It's called an aritz, a harsh rasha aritz umit arek ezrach ranan. I've seen an evil leader take root, like, you know, the mashal is to a tree which takes root and feels very comfortable. It feels completely like a native. And that's the term Ezrach is, in modern Hebrew, is a citizen or a native. Okay, so the symbolism here is just as a tree that takes root is completely comfortable, where it's settled in, where it is, kach an Ezrach, the term in Hebrew, Ezrach, citizen, he's a native, he's comfortable where he is, and taking it one step further, Le'inyan Sukkah, that says the Ramban, Yitachein, that the Torah is telling us that when we sit in a sukkah, we're supposed to be sitting comfortable, in English, sitting pretty. Okay, they still use that term in English, sitting pretty. No, not so much. Okay, once upon a time, no, not it, no. Okay, once upon a time, there was a phrase like that, sitting pretty, just meaning very, very comfortable. And that, la'afuke, lehotzi, mefar sheyamim, v'holche ala derech, if your situation then in life is kach, that you're on the run, then you are excluded from the mitzvah of sukkah. Because sukkah is teshvu shivas yamim, kol ha'ezrach b'yisrael, when you're p'chinas ezrach. And the Luvush says on this, and this is why we'll see in a second, this I said a chiddush of the Ramban, the Luvush says, umitztar, now we're moving on. We've been giving the background of mitztar, of teshvu ke'ein taduru as a lead up to mitztar. Because really, I should have mentioned before, just to build up the question and appreciate the fact that there's something here which is very mechudash. The whole concept of mitztar in sukkah is not, you don't find in any other mitzvah in the Torah. You find someone that's potter because he's honest. So he can't because of the situation that he's in. At Kedet, right, yesterday somebody was forced to eat on Yom Kippur because of the situation that they're in. They're honest, they haven't eaten on Yom Kippur. But it didn't, built in mitzvah, like your pad, it's not comfortable for you. So therefore you have a patur from the mitzvah because it's not comfortable. It's a big chiddush, right? You don't have, you have a chiv to put on tefillin. You have to put on tefillin, even if it's uncomfortable for you to put on tefillin. There's no p'tur, mitzdar, potter from tefillin. It's something which is unique to sukkah. So where does it come from? So we're giving the background of teshvu kein taduru, and now we see mitzdar. I mentioned right over here, the first time that we're speaking now, mentioning mitzdar. We'll get to it in the Gemara, but here we have the levush, because the connection to the Rabban, mitzdar, the potter, asmechuha akra. Gamkin, the Chtiv Hocha, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael, Yeshvu B'Sukkos, V'Chtiv, Umit Are, K'Ezrach Ra'anan, V'Dorshubo. Who? the Ramban. That's very unique, because usually the Darshu, if you see anywhere, right, you see Darshu Bo, you think it's a Drash, a Medrash Chazal. It's right here, it's a Ramban. The Darshu Bo, Ezehu, and he doesn't quote the Ramban. The Darshu Bo, Ezehu Ezrach, Shechayiv Leishev Basukah, who's Chayiv? Mishu Shaliv, Vishaket V'ra'anan. Someone who's sitting in peace and tranquility, in a comfortable state, betoch sukkah, so she yuchal leishev ba besimchas libo. Aval amitzter machmas yish. Aval lo amitzter machmas yishiva soba. Somebody who's mitzter is potter min hasukkah from this drash, which is, if you were just reading the Levush alone, you'd think for sure that there's a drash from Chazal. This is what Rav Waldenberg and Tzitz Eliezer points out, that v'hine. Lefi anios daiti, Tushat anios daiti, lo matzino b'medrashei chazal lefaneinu drasha, shadarsha drash zeh. Aval umet zeh matzino remez letam zeh b'ramban ala Torah in Vayikra umidas atzmo. This is a word, this is a drasha that the Ramban, it was suggesting, v'yitochin she'omar, and you see how it evolved, then later on, the Levush saying, you didn't hear it saying, darshu, v'achrei shemevi, drashos chazal, b'posik, the Ramban, after he's bringing other drashos, he's messiah, v'kosev, v'zalashono, v'yitochin she'omar, kol ha'ezrach, kol ha'ashek, ezrach nanan, v'esa lo'tzi, v'farsha yam, v'olchei al derech. In any case, Nachzilin, Yenenu, though, we do have a concept of Mitzdair, and the Gemara in Sukkot of Chav Vav Amun Aleph mentions Rava Sharei L'Rav Acha Bar Ado L'Megna Bar Metaltala. Rava was Matir to Rav Acha Bar Ado L'Megna Bar Mimetalata, to sleep outside. That's the Lashon of Sukkah, there in that Gemara, the Gemara there uses the Lashon Metalalasa for Sukkah. Mishum Sircha, why did he allow him to sleep outside the Sukkah? Mishum Sircha de Gargishta. Sircha? Yeah, because of foul odor in the floor of the, yes, the Magna to sleep bar Metalalasa outside of the Sukkah. Mishum Sircha de Gargishta, because of a bad smell in the floor of the sukkah. Rava l'tame, where is this from? Rava l'tame, the Omar Rava, mitzta'er potter min hasukkah. On a psha level, what is mitzta'er potter min hasukkah? Rashi, where is the tzar from? Shehasukkah mitzaraso. The sukkah is causing you tzar, so you're allowed, like you hear the bad smell in the sukkah, so you're allowed to leave the sukkah. And we mentioned Baal Peh already, the connection that this is an outgrowth, the development of Teshvu Ke'en Toduru, and that is what Tosfos points out there on that daf, although not on that Gemara itself. The Gemara there also mentions Holchei Drachim. Somebody is traveling, and on Holchei Drachim, I'm sorry? Says Tosfos, exactly on that point. Tosfos there, on that spot, says, Kol Ze Nafka, the Ptur for Holchei Drachim, is learned from Teishvu Kein Toduru. Kishem Sha'adam Meveso, Ein No Nimno Milatzeit Laderech. Teishvu Kein Toduru, when you're living normally in your house, included in that a normal type of living is sometimes you go out. And sometimes when you go out, so then you don't have a traveling sukkah with you. So since mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah is teishvu kein todurus, also when you're traveling out, you are potter. V'chein mitzda'er. De potro le'el minasukkah haynu me teishvu kein toduru de'ein odom dar b'makom shemitzda'er. Normal, right? If somebody has, if there's a hurricane, and they now have, they have water in the house, they have flooding, right? Or they have whatever it is, it smells bad from the mold. So they go, and they live by someone else. They don't live, they don't continue to live in their house. So you also by Sukkot Teshuvah and Kein Toduru, your mitzvah, you leave the house.
So the whole first image from the Levush would be up to, which is, as in, why would you need to do that if you have a Gemara on the
page? Yeah, fair. So we have a din we have a din mentioned clearly in a braisa of teshvukein taduru. Right? That was clear. We have a din over here that Rava mentions clearly, mitzdaer pater min asukah. We didn't understand where the background of, we're trying to understand what's the makor now. Where is that from? Where is teshvukein taduru from? And I'm saying them clearly separate, even though according to some Rishonim, they, as we just saw in Tosus, they come together, but we'll make sure things are very clear, mention them separately. We want to understand where teshvukein taduru is from. We want to understand where mitzdaer is from. So teshvukein taduru, we said, right, teshvu, basukah, we have the Ritva gave us one explanation that he rejected and two that he accepted, shivas yomim, or ezrach ra'anan. Again, that's tracing back where we know that teshvukein taduru. We trace back to the Ramban, and we see even Ad Kedeich Etzel. Maybe you can use the Levush to show how broadly, how in what a heavy way you could say that suggestion of the Ramban was accepted. Ad Kedeich given almost a drash chazal status by the way it was accepted over the years. But in any case, that would be for Teshvu Kein Taduru, and then we have the Tosfos, then we're plugging in, when the Gemara says Mitzdar, Tosfos explains that it's because of Teshvu Kein Taduru. And the Meiri says the same thing. The Meiri was just adding on Cholim as well, Cholim. U'meshamsheyem Pturim in Asukah, Afil cholesh ein bo sakano. Pirush b'gemara she'af mitzdar mipnei hachama o ha'yitushim patur. Either because it's usually, I'd say especially this year the way sukkahs falls out, it's more common to have this mipnei chama. In chutz la'aretz often you have a problem that it's too cold in a sukkah. So you also have mitzdar because it's too cold. In Eretz Yisrael, it's more common to have mitzdar because of the chum, because of the heat, or because of mosquitoes, yitushim, because of mosquitoes. V'tam kulam teshvu ke'en taduru. Like we just saw in Tosfos, right? Mitzdar is because of teshvu ke'en taduru. The Rambam.
What
if it's not because of the sukkah? We'll get to that in a couple minutes. V'ezu mitzdar. What level of mitzdar do you have to be? How mitzdar do you have to be? A little bit uncomfortable? Medium uncomfortable? Very uncomfortable? Says the Ramban, v'ezu mitzdar. The Ramban Ilchus Sukkah. Perek Vav Lamed Beis.
Ken. I have Teshuva Kanduru, so mitzdar for... Like, if you're mitzdar enough to leave your house, that would be...
In other words, you're saying that it's completely subjective. It depends on how it affects you.
If you're mitzdar enough that in your house,
if it's at the point that you would leave the house, that's mitzdar. Okay. The Rambam says... Ve'ezu mitzdar zeh she'eino yochol lishan besukah mipnei haruach or mipnei hazvuvim v'parushim v'chayotzi ben or mipnei hareach. Either because of the wind, flies, bugs, or smell. How do you understand from the Rambam the level of mitzdar? It sounds pretty heavy. Eino yochol. It's like not just a little bit. And the Rav Soloveitchik, it says that explicitly from this Rambam. Me'a Rambam mashma b'shiur Rav Soloveitchik. Me'a Rambam mashma sheshiur hatzar eino shemitzdar b'miktsas. It's a little uncomfortable. Haynu she'eino noach lo b'sukah v'shenoach lo yoter b'bayit. Elo noach. It's not just that it's not noach. You know that Maisa, cute Maisa, with Rav Hudner at the end of his life is in the hospital in Shari Tzedek. And the nurse, it's not much the end, the nurse came in and wanted to make sure that everything was okay with Rav Hudner. And the nurse said, Harav, noach lecha? You comfortable? Rav Hudner in his sharp, held on to the sense of humor until the end. Rav Hudner in his sharp sense of humor answered back, Ani kva nimtza belech lecha, v'at shavela toti, im noach li? So they say, we're saying over here by mitzdar, it's not just she'eino noach. Ela shaligamre bilti efshalo lishon besukah velakayim mitzvah yeshiva besukah kedina. You can't. Eino yocho. What happens though if you are mitzvah and you stay in the sukkah anyway? You want to be machmer. You want to be very frum and stay in the sukkah. So the continuation there of the words of Rav Soloveitchik, v'nira me'arambam, sha'amit amet v'yoshev ba'ofen kaza b'sukkah, if you are very mitzdar ma'od, and you say anyway, I'm going to stay in the sukkah, eino yotze yedei ha'mitzvah klal, ki hoil v'chaser ligamrei t'nai, teishvu ke'ein toduru, eino chashuva yeshiva sukkah. This is not, you're not in the mitzvah of sukkah. Okay, you are a person sitting in this hut, but you are not mekayim mitzvah sukkah, because at night, built in to mitzvah sukkah is the fact that you are comfortable there. K'teshu kein taduru, having all the background of Kizrach Ra'anan there in the background, sitting pretty.
If it was Ezrach Ra'anan, would it have been the same
thing? Not, so if you're Ezrach Ra'anan, that means you're comfortable. You know, being uncomfortable to the point that mamash, you're really uncomfortable. Eino yochel, and you stay there anyway. That's not as Ezrach Ra'anan. So that's.
You said there's no difference between the source of the din. And then part of the Ritva Ramban is Ezrach Ra'anan, and part of the Tosos would be Tishkei Tadur. So there will be a difference
between
the din.
Nachon. There would not be a difference as far as this is concerned. Nachon. V'chein Rav Soloveitchik finishes off muchach mimasha kosva poskim, which we'll see in 1 second. Shah mitzta'er ha'yoshev b'sukkah anyway nikra hedyot. That's not complimentary. Not a complimentary term. Kolomar einzu yeshivas sukkah klal. Written specifically, clearly, explicitly in Shulchan Aruch. Mishahu, right? Simen tof reish lamites. Mishahu yoshen b'sukkah v'yarduk shamim. Probably will not happen this year in Israel. You're in the sukkah, and it starts raining. Ein tzorech lishayar b'chdei shiitkalkel hatavshil. The b'kshamim muatim havitzar lishon shamim. You don't have to wait this year that, which is mentioned in the context of eating, that the food will get ruined. You can right away leave. V'yuchal etzed. V'chol ha'potter min ha'sukkah. V'eino potter here, in other words, from mitzdar. Anybody who's potter from sukkah, because he's mitzdar, ve'eino yotzei misham, eino mekabel alav schar, ve'eino elo min ha'edyotot. He's almost saying like he's a shoter. He's a simpleton, but here in a real negative way. Simpleton, he just doesn't know anything about halacha and doesn't understand that this is not called a yoshev besukkah. The Mishnah Berurah there on the spot, he's going mitzdar. Once they're further than what we're saying until now. Until now we said, first we said, that it's not a mile. Then we went on to say, he's a hedyot, he said he's a simpleton, he doesn't know halacha. And here, even taking Mishnah Berurah, there's a problem. There's a problem with staying in the sukkah, because you're mitzdar, and you're not in a sukkah. Because you're not in a mitzvah sukkah, so you're mitzdar and you're in the yontif, so you're being mechal, you're being pogea in the yontif. Va'afilu b'chol hamoed chayev lechabdo. You have to be mechaved sukkah, the chag, and you can't be mitzdar. Aval im in a mitzdar, rashi lehachmir. If you are not mitzdar, I don't know. If you're like the kind of rough, you know, you like roughing it, you sleeping in the rain, great, some cool drops falling on me, even when I'm sleeping in the sukkah, it's great, that's a lot of fun, I've done this before in the shetach, right, so then you get cooled down. For you personally, it's okay, so and then, Rishoy Lach. Here in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ur Halacha, we have some qualifications of considering the same point as far as when you have hedyot status. Again, it's saying, referring to mitzdar, someone who's really mitzdar, and see in the Bi'ur Halacha, he mentions in this context of the rain. We know the famous mashal that if it rains On a circus, it's taken as a bad sign. It's like Adon Shofech Kos Al Avdo. Kegon Mitzta'a Kadoma B'fat B'kshamim. Kevan, the third line in the Bir Alocha. Kevan Shehem Keshfichat Kos Al Panam Sherabo Heralo She'eno Rotze B'Avodato. V'hu Rotze L'chuf Rabo L'Avdo She'ein Ze Derech Eretz. Right? You have the mashal, it's like a... The Rav is pouring out the water that the Eved brings to him. I don't want it now. So if you're staying anyway in the sukkah, it is a point that it's not appropriate. It's like you have a sign here. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, I'm not accepting your mitzvah, yeshiva b'sukkah, and you're forcing it anyway. Ein zeh derech eretz. Aval misha, pater mishum tircha. But if somebody was pater mishum because of a tircha, and then that tircha, they're okay with the tircha, they go back, then there is a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah. Let's see the bottom. A clarification here of this. There's a little bit of a fine point over here. That we're talking about someone who's in a situation. Right, why is it a fine point? Because sometimes you do have something which is not a direct chiyuv, where if a person is mekabled on himself, it's called bal nefesh yachmir al atzmo. He's a bal nefesh, or a midas chasidus. There's a level of a person of showing extra devotion. And you can see how over here also, you have a situation of mitzdar, and a person just could theoretically say to himself, oh, I want to show my devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm going to stay in the sukkah anyway. There's a yesh havamina kaza, right? But we're saying that it's not zalokach, that's not your mitzdar. And if you're really, if in fact, on the bottom line, you are really mitzta'er, then there's a problem of ad kedekach, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah of being mechal yonta. But here, the Rabbi Chanan and the Kovetz Shurim as a clarification regarding someone who's potter from a situation and from a mitzvah and does it anyway. After Kaimelon, kol ha-potter mi-davar v'oseyu nikra hedyot hainu. When do you say this? When do you say that someone who is potter from a mitzvah is called hedyot? He's given that negative status of hedyot. And when is he called, when is it looked at, when is it accepted? Acceptable and accepted and taken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a sign of extra devotion. Hecha shagam la'achar matan Torah eina mitzvah kugon hayoshev besukah b'shoa sha'akshamim yordim. If, even, and why does he use that term, even la'achar matan Torah, you'll see in a second. If, once we have the rules of Torah, this is not a mitzvah, like in the example that's used, is yeshiva besukah b'shaas hakshamim, where you have tzar, it's uncomfortable, and you stay there anyway, that's called hedyot. Aval im ha-maisa, he maisa mitzvah. Elo, sha'odam hazeh, lo nitztaveh, ein zeh nikra hedyot. If the act itself is a maisa mitzvah, it has mitzvah status, but the person himself is not a Baruch Chiyuva, and he does it anyway, then it is called, that it's a Maisa Mitzvah, Ein Zeh Nikra Hedyot. Ela Mekabel Schar Ke'eno Mitzvah V'yose. Kimo? Nashim B'mitzvah Taseh Sha'azman Gromo Shemavachot Aleh. Women have a Ptuch, Sukkah, right? Women are Mitzvah Taseh Sha'azman Gromo, they're Potter. But you see plenty of times women sitting in the sukkah and they make a bracha. There's a mitzvah here. So here they have a p'tur, but it is a ma'isa mitzvah. So when a woman is mekay mitzvah satei shazman grama, it is a mitzvah. Ve'ein b'zeh mishum bracha levatola the das rabbeinu tam. V'chein, that's why he said after matan Torah. Ha'avos kodem matan Torah sheyadu b'nevuah sheatidin Yisrael itztavot b'hen. When the avos were mekayim mitzvahs, because they knew in nevuah, they knew about certain mitzvahs. So when they fulfilled the mitzvah, even though they weren't chayiv, because there was no matan Torah, they didn't have a chayiv. It's eino mitzvah v'avosa. They fulfilled the mitzvah. Mehai time alo tikshi mitzdar hayoshev besuka lama eino over b'al tosif k'mar yoshen b'shmini besuka ela dekevan the mitzvah suka teishvu ke'ein tadur. If somebody is mitzdar and he stays in the sukkah anyway, is there a problem of b'al tosif? There's no problem of b'al tosif. he's a head yod, right? The guy's from, he's, he doesn't receive, he gets this negative status, negative title of a head yod, but he's not, he's over on Baal Tosef. Why? Because it is nothing. It's not a maisa mitzvah. Kevan the mitzvah sukkah, teshvu kein taduru, the yeshivas mitzvah, eina kein taduru. He's not performing a maisa mitzvah. You have to, for Baal Tosef, you have to, to be over in Baal Tosef, you have to perform a maisa mitzvah and being mosif to that mitzvah. Right? Over here, though, Yeshivas mitzvah eino kein taduru ein za maisa mitzvah klal velo shayech Baal Tosef ela hecha she'ose maisa mitzvah kilchasa rak she'eino mitzvah. You put on, right? If you... adding on, and you're right, adding on, what?
Your fifth minute.
Fifth minute, right? So you're adding on. So, take.
So you're going to sukkah last night.
What?
You're going to sukkah last night.
No, because it's when you're, if you're adding on to the mitzvah itself, you're allowed anytime you want. You can develop. There's no issur of sitting in a hut which fulfills, which has, but then also, right? It doesn't have a shem sukkah.
So why the Havina and the Ramachan? I think on the eighth day would.
Because there he's sitting there as a continuation, and he says, also there that I'm fulfilling mitzvah sukkah. Now we get to the point that Joey mentioned before. We're going to get to it right away. As far as, remember what you asked before, as far as the tzar coming from something else, right? You said
it was from the sukkah, or it was just from something else.
Right. Omar, so here we have an interesting chiddush as far as a chiddush and a havamin. Omar Rav, Abba Bar Zavda, Omar Rav. Gemara in sukkah, Daf Chaf Emet Beis, Ovel Chayiv v'sukkah. Why do we need a gemara to tell me Ovel Chayiv v'sukkah? Of course he's Ovel Chayiv v'sukkah. Pshita, Ma'u, the Tema Shoyil v'Omar Rav. Mitzdair, Potter Menasukah, Sukkah, Hi, Nami Mitzdair, who? The guy's Mitzdair, he's an Ovo. He's in Tzar. So I would think that he's in Tzar, he's experiencing Tzar, so maybe he's Potter from Sukkah. Kamash Malon, Hani Mili, when do you say Mitzdair, Potter Menasukah? Hani Mili, Tzara, Dememela. Aval hocha iu dekar mitzdar nafshe iboyle lituve daite. Rashi, tzar de memela shahasuka mitzaraso. When do you say mitzdar potim na sukkah? When the sukkah is causing the tzar, kigon chama o tzina o sircha bedvarim shasikech bahem. But over here by the oval, the tzar is not from the sukkah. The tzar is from the fact that he's miserable. Miboy lituvi daite, says Rashi, chova olav liyashev daito lemitzvah. He has to, this is a challenge, he has to be miyashev daito lemitzvah. He has to get himself into a state of mind where, okay, I'm going ahead to be Mekayim the mitzvah. He has almost a chiyuv. It's unique. It's a unique kind of a situation. He has a chiyuv to calm himself down, to bring himself closer to that state of Kezrach Ra'anan, so that he can go ahead and sit in the sukkah. And the Ritva says, "Hada aminan ba'avod in mabayle l'tuve daite perush mori." The Ra says, "Shekach roi shalo lepolcho mina." This is a chiddush of a way of looking at roi shalo lepolcho mina sukkah kidei sheitnachem umiatev daite lo. Mashen ke mitzora de'alma lo mitva daite. It's almost, it's not roi to give him a ptur. Don't give him a way out. So that we don't give him a way out. So we're mechayev him to sit in the sukkah so that he almost looks at it in a different way. That he'll sit in the sukkah and the sukkah will do its thing and be miyashev da'ato. There's something about the sukkah that is misamech. There's something about the sukkah, whether it's because it brings us back to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us or it's a unique mitzvah that we're completely, the Gra points out, based on the pasuk in Tehillim Ayin Vav, Ayihi b'shalem suko umonato b'tzion. What are the two things mentioned in the pasuk? Vayihi b'shalem suko. Vayihi b'shalem suko. You don't have it on the sheet. Umonato b'tzion. What are the two nouns? What? There's three nouns. Well, is Tzion there? Yeah.
Ma'ona
and Tzion. The Ma'on, right? Tzion. Right. The Ma'on is in Tzion. We have here a sukkah and a residence in Tzion. So the Gra says that there are two mitzvahs that you fulfill with your whole body. Sukkah and mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So there's something here when you're sitting in... Joe, you're thinking mikvah also.
Yes.
You're thinking mikvah. I read your thing. I read that look. All of a sudden, Joe, he said, what do you mean? It's the Arab Yom Kippur. I went to the mikvah. So mikvah is in a gather of a mat. It's a matter. It brings about the Torah. It's not the mitzvah shalomah, right? It's not the mitzvah itself. But it enables you, like shchita nagid kach, right? Shchita is matter, the meat. So mikvah removes the tumah.
It's matter what?
It removes. So okay, ish to falpo. I'll leave it open. Oh yeah, we'll think. Joey says mikvah. So.
Like,
can you imagine?
Fourth grade or something, and Rebbe said like mikvah and sukkah.
Okay, that's the Chutzlaritz version. But here, so on Chol on whatever, on Sukkot, you go to a mikvah, you'll have a mikvah in Eretz Yisrael on Sukkot. Not in a sukkah. In a sukkah is maybe hard to find. I don't know if they have someplace a mikvah in a sukkah. In any case, Nachzul in Yaneinu, the Halacha Lemaisa, Mishneh Brura, as far as this din of Ovel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Afagav de Mitzar, Potem in a Sukkah, Hani Milui, as we saw in the Gemara, Tzara de Memelo, Habolo Machmas HaSukkah. When the Tzara is coming because of the Sukkah, the floor that we had before the Gemara, the floor smells, or something in the Schach, you have other cases, the Schach smells, or whatever, something, the mosquitoes in the Sukkah. Aval hocha iu, by the Ovel, iu de Kometzar nafshe, Iboile le tuve daite, as we saw, Kede lekayimes a mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, the Sheet of the Balatanya, Kosav v'sefer Tanya, im hameis, hoya choviv, kol kach she'ein yochol la'asiro me'libo potter. Says the Balatanya, in the case of Ovel, if the mace was so close to the Ovel that he can't get out of it, he can't be calmed down, he can't get that yishuv hadas, whether it's by his own or like the Ritva says in the name of the Rav, from the Sukkah, he just can't yochol asiro melibo, says the Balatanya, potter. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mayri shemitzdar b'yishiva so b'sukkah. Obviously there, if it's potter, it means it's something that you can't sit in the sukkah. It's something connected to the sukkah, right? If he will constantly remain in the same state, there's nothing unique, then it's ke'en toduru, right? If it's somehow here, because he's in the sukkah, it's almost as if he has more tzars. The sukkah is causing, according to the Baal Tanya, you could have a situation by Ovel where the sukkah is causing the tzar. Bayin b'sefer Yishuv Yaakov shecholik b'zeh al Tanya. In any case, okay, moving on. What about the question of whether the tzar has to be, in Hebrew, objectivity or subjectivity? Objective or subjective? For me, I'm mitzdar. People are not normally mitzdar, but something about it, something about the sukkah. I look around, everybody else is fine in the sukkah, but for some reason I'm uncomfortable in the sukkah. Does that give me a din of mitzdar? Potter min sukkah. So we have a case. Karka levana shahayu, the Gemara Gnaf Chavav. Karka levana shahayu tochin ba'en karka ita sukkah, the floor of the sukkah. The cave of the Sani Rechayu, Vishovik Lu Vinafik, Elohocha, the Ran is explaining a case where there's the floor of the sukkah, a sircha de gargishta. It smells, and the person has to leave the sukkah. So the Ran says, this is something which all across the board, everyone can't stand the smell. So this sukkah is possible because mitzvah the sukkah. So obviously talking about some people can handle it and some people can't. Elahocha b'mitzdar ihu lechude yaskinon. He himself is sensitive. It's a sensitive. And the tour writes v'nirish ein. Call Adam Yachalom Mitzdar ani lipater ela b'davar shederech b'nei Adam litzdar bo. Mitzdar has to be in the category in the, what kind of mitzdar? Derech b'nei Adam litzdar bo. If a person says, if he's the only one who's uncomfortable there for some reason, so he's too much of an istinus, you could say. The Ramah v'lo yuchal Adam lama mitzdar ani ela b'davar shederech b'nei Adam litzdar bo. And the tour though adds on for the people who are in that extra and important clause for the people who are extra sensitive. It doesn't have to be. You don't go by rove here. If there's something that you're sensitive to, and that's something that it's found matsui, people are sensitive to that. That is called. Right, that's the end of the taz that you have here in bold. Yesh lomar, the kol anime hadas shoven bazel legavi the two mikri rabin ve'ein lomar batla daitan etzal kol adam. If the group, people are sensitive to this, so then you don't say batla daitan, again, you don't go by rov, but what would be an example? Something which, you know, even... you can think, even in a certain kind of heat, you can see, let's say, it gets to the point where, say, most people are okay in the sukkah, but there's a myriad people, this is just too hot. So if it's in that category, if it's just you're super sensitive, so but if it's the kind of temperature where, yeah, there it's found, there are people that are more heat sensitive, are sensitive to this level of heat, then they are mitzdarif, and you don't say batal daito etzel kol adam. Which, and then you see that that's wrote lahalacha in the Mishnah Berurah. Last point. Until now, we've been mentioning. Till now. If there is a group that is mitzdar from this. Factor that is causing the tzar, then it is considered this person is part of that group. Okay. Till now we've been mentioning as the source for mitzdar, we mentioned teshvu kein taduru. Nachon. And the Tzitz Eliezer, we mentioned Tzitz Eliezer before, of Aldenburg, he brings down another side, another possibility. HaMordechai, you see the last, Shut Tzitz Eliezer. HaMordechai mevi b'shem Rabbeinu Eliezer mitz v'nifsa gam b'ramo b'orechayim d'sfirlei d'ein ha-mitztar poter min ha-sukka eladavko k'shehatzar bolo min ha-sukka. We saw the Ramo, right, at the top, of right above that Tzitz Eliezer, that ein ha-mitztar poter ela imi natzel atzmo min ha-tzar. Okay, the tzar is from the sukka, and you will leave the sukka, and therefore your tzar will be removed, and that's why we even plugged it into the situation of Avel, where his tzar was coming from someplace else. The Balatanya that says that there is a case of Avel, which is from mitzdar. The Mishnah plugged in that's talking about a situation where it's extra tzar when he's in the sukkah, but when he leaves the sukkah, his tzar will be alleviated. Aval, right? That until now we've been everything that we've been speaking about is in the line of mitzdar being pater because. Teshvu kein taduru. Aval ha-maharik. Tzitz Eliezer brings the Marik, Kosev Lachlok al divrei Rabbi Eliezer mitz, v'svirle, the mitzdar potter min asuka, afilu kishatzar, lo bolo machmas asuka. The Marik says, mitzdar, even if it's not from the sukkah, u'mistayel el dvarav, me divrei ha-gemara in sukkah, sheratzta liftor es ha-ovel min asukah, Mishum mitzdar, and he's looking at that case of Ovel on a pshat level where the person is in a state of tzar and it's not connected to the sukkah. Not like the Mishnah Berurah before, because the Mishnah Berurah was going according to mitzdar potem nasukah, teshvu kein taduru, so then you need to, it has to be in line with, as we saw in the Ramah, that when you leave the sukkah, the tzar is alleviated. But here, just looking at it on a clear slate. Ovel, potter min asukah. Ovel, the havamina, that ovel would be potter from the sukkah. The havamina would be because he's in a state of tsar. The Marik says that, in fact, mitzar potter min asukah, afilu if the tsar is not from the sukkah, and he is... See you as from the Hav, I mean the Ovel is Patim in Asukah, Mishum Mitzdar, Elo Debai Leili Tuvei Daite. The Gemara rejects that and says the Ovel is not Patim. Why? Because there specifically, the Gemara says, no, the Ovel has to calm himself down. But without that factor, without that ability of calming himself down, he would be Patim. Meaning, if somebody has Tzar, says the Marik, if someone has Tzar, even not from the sukkah, and it's not a situation where they can just calm themselves down, then, right, let someone, you would, like the situation that Joey was talking about before, I think someone has a migraine, right? You're talking about someone has tzar, not from the sukkah, someone has a migraine, they're mitzdar. The fizeh, they're mitzdar, so they're potter min asukkah, even though the tzar is not coming from the sukkah. There they can't be miyashiv and so just calm themselves down and just and sit in the sukkah. The yesh lav in the Tzitz Eliezer asks what's behind this machlokas. The yesh lav in b'may pligi harishonim. What's the machlokas here with the team that decides if mitzdar is because of teshvu kein taduru or is mitzdar a separate din, mitzdar potter min asukah, even if it's not from the sukkah itself. Oh, so efshalomar, the last paragraph. Efshalomar, the yisod pluktatam u be'etzem svaras hatam shal p'tur mitzdar. The Rambam and the Rosh Sfirilei Kedas, hatosus that we saw on the bottom of the first page, that yisod haptur is mishum hadrash. Deba'inon teishvu ke'ein taduru ve'ein adam dar b'makom shemitzdar. U'mishum hachi svirlei de p'tur zeh shayach dafka heicha shatzar bolo machmas hasukah v'lo heicha shatzar bolo machmas dover acher. V'yeshno ben k'sheyeshev v'sukah v'ein k'shelo yeshev. It's teishvu ke'ein taduru. If it's from teishvu ke'ein taduru, so the p'tur mitzdar is only when it's from the sukkah itself. Aval ha'marik svirlei shaptur mitzdar hu lo mishum teshvu ke'ein taduru ela mitam acher legamri v'hu demekevon degabe sukkah k'siv b'torah leman yedu dorosecha ki besukos hoshavti es b'nei Yisrael im kein gam besukah yesh no din shel iser hesach hadas. The Marik is saying, because of Leman Yedu Dorasecha, you have to, oh, when you're in the sukkah, you always have to be connected to knowing why you're sitting in the sukkah. Leman Yedu Dorasecha, ki besukah so shafti es b'nei Yisrael, o b'shas yeshiva so besukah, tzorech shalo yasiach daito, me Leman Yedu hazeh, v'lachein, ko mitztar she'eno yochol, lo otivei daitei, Pachino Lemin Sukkah, he has a migraine. He can't concentrate on Leman Yedu, Kibisukkah Sashavti is B'nei Yisrael, Mitzdar, Potter, Minas Sukkah, Lefiz also the Ovel there in that, right? The Ovel, like in the Balatanya, that the Ovel that can't calm himself down, even if it will remain in the house. It doesn't mean, it's not that it's Dafka in the Sukkah. wherever he is, according to the Marik, then he's potter because mitzdar, potter minasuch, he can't be miyah, he can't connect with man yedu. Ve'ein evdel bein matzah ba'olam machmas asuko machmas davar acher. Mekevan sheikra tam u'mishum she'eino yochel l'chavin daito v'ze shayach b'chol mitzdar shehu. But again, the commonly accepted understanding is, as we were speaking about all the way through, this is a chiddush, an understanding in the Ma'arik that even if the tzar is coming from someplace else. So just to finish off, one more line, with on the level of very cute drash, within the world of Chassidus, they go in. Can any, obviously, when you have the idea, the concept of simcha built into Avodas Hashem, so sukkahs in general, Zman Simchasenu, is a time where is a lot of fertile ground for the thought, the machshava of Chassidus, the line of emphasizing and focusing in, of tapping into Avodah B'Simcha. I specifically hear this as a springboard, Mitzdar, Patam and Asuka. So the Tiferes Shlomo, Miradomsk, says, Mitzdar, Patam and Asuka, taking me, this is a real super Josh kind of way, that the Sukkah is Poter Am Yisrael from all of their tzar. The sukkah is poter, gets rid of all of the tzar of Am Yisrael. But yitachein that there is even on a litvusha level of a makar in the ra'ah that we saw before, brought by the ritva, where we said by the ovel, you take the ovel into the sukkah, said the ra'ah, to be miyashev dato, to bring about sukkah, and you see that the sukkah is getting rid of the simcha. And the last, Rav Simcha Bonomi for Shischa says, Mitzdar, Potim in Asukah, and we said the classic Hasidic thought, a Jew, especially Zman Simcha Seinu, in Sukkah, we're sitting in a state of such complete Simcha. If a Jew can remain, says the Rav Simcha Bonomi, if a Jew can remain just indifferent, not connected to this high voltage of overflowing simcha that's there on Sukkot, in the Sukkah, and he still ends up mitzdar, so he, you know what, forget it. It's like you know, mitzdar, patzom in Sukkah, we have it here in Yiddish, but erhot tzar from the Sukkah, the translation, if yesh l'adam zeh tzar, yeah, tzar from the Sukkah, forget it. HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Yisbarach lo rotze bo, ki mi mitzvah chayav liyot b'simcha. You have to make a mitzvah, you have to make if you're really connected, if the Hashem is simcha, seeing the simcha as a reflection, as a barometer, as they used to study a litmus test, to see where you are. If you're really being Oved Hashem, so you're b'simcha. If you're sitting in the sukkah and you're mitzvah, you forget it, you know what, you're not connected. Hatzar from the sukkah, Hashem Yisbarach lo rotze, from a mitzvah, chayavim, liyad, v'simcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless all of us, that we should connect to the simcha of Zman Chasena, the simcha of a sukkah. Ma'al yedei zeh, we'll have a shmirah from, by sitting the day after Yom Kippur, we held on, we reached the levels of Yom Kippur, and there's a lot of spoken about in the context of sukkah, just like we say, every night at Ma'ariv, we connect the sukkah and shmirah. Right? B'fros aleinu, right? The sukkah is shomer ama Yisraelah. The sukkah is a shmirah. The sukkah in its original form is shmirah over Bnei Yisrael. And now taking it to the, on a spiritual level, the sukkah now is the shmirah for those high levels, the madrigals that we reached on Yom Kippur, enabling us to be shomer, to take from Yom Kippur, from Sukkot, to the whole year, Bezat Hashem.
Shakar, yeah. Lachem. You say the Ma'arik was in the category of Zachar Anani?